Welcome to the Thoughtful Movements podcast. My name is Joe Webster and I am a qualified Feldenkrais practitioner. I also have 20 years of experience studying and teaching Tai Chi, Qigong and meditation. In this podcast, I am offering recorded lessons that were taught during my online Feldenkrais class. The Feldenkrais method is a mind-body practice that teaches different movement sequences combined with the skillful use of our attention in order to create profound changes in our physical organization and our state of mind. The aim of the method is to help you feel calm, connected, and capable. These recordings are taken from a live class, so you will hear me talking to students as well as giving movement instructions. If you would like to attend the live online classes, I will include a link in the podcast information section. I hope you enjoy the recordings and please do get in contact if you have any feedback or questions related to a lesson.
All right, so lie on your back, please. I should get my sockers. You probably won't need your socks.
Well,
you might, I don't know. We'll see. Yeah, maybe have them just in case.
The dog is ready.
Okay, great. Yeah, he looks. I think he's got the Monday morning scheduled in his diary.
He's all set. Okay.
All right. So just have your legs long. And have your arms down by your side. And just feel how the different sides of you are lying, the different limbs of you are lying. Feel the space underneath your lower back. Whether you can feel that area is in contact with the ground underneath you, or it's lifting away slightly. If you had to pick what size small animal could fit through the gap, what would you pick?
Joe, I saw a fox in that park. Queen's Park this morning.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. That's a magical park.
Yeah, it looks like a nice park. I'm going to look for flats in that area, I think.
Yeah, you should. Okay. Sorry, back to class.
That's okay. Just feel so as you lie there, can you feel that the left leg and the right leg have some sense of different contact with the ground as well? So you've felt into the lower back, you felt the contact that you have there. And also feel, you know, down into your legs and the sense of contact that each leg has. And is there any difference between the two? Can you feel that maybe the right or the left leg is, you know, in some way making more contact with the ground? And if you were to kind of, you know, get a sense of the pelvis, you know, would you say that it's lying completely flat on the floor? Or would you say it's slightly tilted to one side or the other? So if one of the legs has got a, you know, slight difference to the other, you may find the root of that in the pelvis. And just as you're lying there, feel your breathing. So we're going to be doing a few different things. Really, the lesson's centered around the pelvis, but just get a sense of how your breath is moving in your lower belly. So, you know, what movement does your lower belly make when you breathe in, and what movement does it make when you breathe out? Is there any sense of an upwards movement? That would be a forwards movement. In Feldenkrais, we generally try and talk about the directions as if you're kind of you're orientating to yourself in standing. So your belly going forwards is towards the ceiling. And see if there's any movement of the belly, the lower belly going downwards. Downwards into kind of the pelvic floor area. And how about if there's any movement of the breathing in the lower belly moving into the lower back? Okay, and then when you're ready, I'd like you to come up to sitting. Note, when you come up to sitting, which direction do you take? Which side do you turn to? So in sitting, have your two hands behind you. Have your two hands behind you, placed behind you. And bring your two feet together, so that your two soles of your feet are touching. You will need to bend your knees outwards for this. And then allowing yourself to to move as you do this, take your feet away from you and take your feet towards you in this position. And try and do it slowly. And notice as you do this, what happens to your head? Does your head make any specific movement? It's going to be touching. So as you bring your pelvis back towards you, is there any sort of effort in the abdomen? And then as you take your feet away from you, does that effort let go slightly? So we're just doing some breathing work with the lower abdomen. So just feel like as you're sliding your feet towards you and away, what's happening with the abdominal muscles? Okay, and then as you do that as well, is there any sense of movement on the back of the pelvis? So what I mean is there any sense as you slide your feet away and towards you, is there any sense of rolling backwards and forwards on the pelvis? So if you imagine that you're sitting on a clock, on the dial of the image of a clock, hi, Sandra. We're just doing a lesson in sitting. So if you are ready, if you just take your hands behind you, have your feet together in front of you, and just move them away and towards.
Same thing we were doing? No.
Noticing if your pelvis moves.
So yeah, see if there's any movement in your pelvis. So as you move your feet away and towards you, see if there's any rolling backwards and forwards on your pelvis. And if you imagine that you're sitting on the dial of a clock, you could say that movement of the pelvis is going towards 6 o'clock and then towards 12 o'clock.
Are the feet The feet are touching each other, like the sole of the
feet? The soles of the feet are touching each other, yeah, exactly. So then just find
a... kind of like a butterfly?
Yes.
Like a butterfly?
Yeah.
What, with your knees going up and down?
No, no, the knees are out at an angle, so you're making like a... you know, what's Stephanie's doing?
The only way you can put the soles of your feet together.
Okay, got it. All right, thank you.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to imagine that's like a butterfly, Larry, like, I support you.
Like the butterfly pose. All right, I'm muting. Hi, Mom.
All right, and then pick a comfortable position for your feet to stay in front of you. So you've done the movement backwards and forwards. Find somewhere kind of in the middle of backwards and forwards that feels comfortable for you to stay. And then begin to do the dial movement of the pelvis. So rock your pelvis towards, let's say, the back of the pelvis is 6 o'clock. And then when you roll your pelvis forwards, that's 12 o'clock. Bye-bye. So as you roll your pelvis backwards and you roll your pelvis forwards, so Stephanie, you might want to have your hands slightly further back behind you. Yeah, that's it. That's it. So
easier.
Yeah. Yeah. And then notice what's happening again in your abdominal muscles. So as you roll your pelvis backwards, is there some sense that your abdominal muscles kind of draw backwards towards the spine? And then as you roll your pelvis forwards, your pubic bone goes forwards and some sense that your abdominal muscles can push out, get rounder.
Yeah.
Okay, so do that a few times. Go between 12 and 6 and really allow your belly to go forwards as well as being backwards. So... do it slowly. Feel the sense of direction so that you're really going between 12 and 6. It's really a pretty straight line. You might find differences in the two sides as you do it. And notice as you go towards 12 or as you go towards 6, what happens with your knees? Do they go in a specific direction? Do they do a specific movement?
Knees.
And is one knee doing the same thing as the other? Is there a slight difference between what they're doing? Okay, so lie on your back and have a rest.
I feel like I have very little awareness of my pelvis area.
I think that's the case for a lot of people.
Wow.
It's down there somewhere. We don't really give it much attention.
Wow. Okay.
In martial arts, it's really like the base of your power. So it's kind of a lot of the kind of Asian philosophy will kind of be like, how do you integrate your pelvis in your movement? Because it's like, that's the place that we generate the most power.
Yeah.
And just feel if there's any change in the height of the space under the lower back. And feel if there's any change in the movement of the breath in the lower belly. So as you're lying there and you're feeling the movement of the breath in the belly, just kind of imagine that you're kind of going back into that exercise that we did. And as you breathe in, allow your belly to come backwards towards your spine. And as you breathe out, allow your belly, sorry, it's the other way around. Hold on, let me think about this.
That's right.
So as you, yeah, so this is it's a reverse breathing. So as you breathe in, your belly comes backwards towards the spine. And as you breathe out, the belly goes forwards and the pubic bone also, kind of the pelvis rolls slightly forwards. So this is opposite of our normal breathing pattern.
Okay. But it matches the movement we did before.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And then try the opposite. Try the opposite. So as you breathe in, fill your belly up, allow your kind of pelvis to roll slightly forwards. And then as you breathe out, allow your abdominal muscles to come backwards towards the spine. So your lower back ends up going a little bit more towards the floor. They're both useful. Having both options is useful. So come back up to sitting again. Have your hands behind you. Have your feet in a comfortable position. And just go back to that 6-12 movement. So rocking your pelvis backwards, rocking your pelvis forwards, doing it nice and slowly. So if we think about, developing a relationship between these parts of our body and the brain, so what's necessary for that relationship to develop, firstly, is our attention to the movement. So if we want to include more movement in the pelvis in our general nervous system behavior, we've got to use our attention on the thing that we're doing. Because that's like telling the brain that this is an important thing. So if our attention is elsewhere, to some extent, we're not going to wire in that pathway. So by bringing our attention to what we're doing, you kind of send a signal saying, hey, this is important, pay attention to this. And then it will wire that movement into our system. So as you roll your pelvis forwards, really let your belly go out, like push your belly out even. Push your belly out like you haven't pushed it out in public, you know? Push it out in a way that's, slightly obscene if you were out in public. Yeah, like really let it go. Let it go out.
I'm obscene in public with no problem.
Well, this sense of letting the belly go is not something that's favored in our society currently. Right. However, it's massively important for our ability to move and breathe, so it's worth doing. And then begin to expand your belly so it goes more out towards the left side. As you do that, roll your pelvis to that side a little bit and see if you can let your left knee touch the floor. So you're still kind of going on the rocking of the pelvis backwards and forwards, but you're letting your abdomen come out to the left side and you're rocking your pelvis towards the left knee. So that maybe even the left knee touches the ground, and backwards and forwards. Try and slow it down. Go for like the quality of the movement. And then go back to the middle, go back to 6-12 movement. So try and keep both knees out, Stephanie, if you can. Yeah, so it's only your left knee going over to the left.
Okay.
Yeah, like that. That's it. But you're trying to do it with your belly. trying to get over there with your belly, basically.
Well, it's wrecking havoc with my intestinal tract, I can tell you that much. Right back.
Good. Good. And then try and go over to the right side. Take your belly forwards, let it go out, stick it out over towards the right knee, and then let it come back. See if you can do it in such a way that really allows the right side to drop down, and maybe even the right knee to touch the ground. It's not important. It's not like necessary, but yeah. See if you can get that rolling backwards and forwards still on the pelvis. That's good. And see if there's any difference between this side and the other side. Like, is one more favorable to you? Keep breathing while you do this. And then, so Stephanie, just doing that same thing, but to the right side. So once you've done it a few times to the right side and a few times to the left side, then just vary between the two sides. Go once to the right and once to the left.
Are we breathing out when we go forward, right?
Yeah. You can do both. It's possible to do both. Just, what's more important is that you keep breathing rather than holding your breath. And then do one side and then the other side. Yeah. See, kind of as you're doing it, does that movement become slightly easier, more familiar? Could you make it a tiny bit quicker? One side, then the other side. Out to the left, out to the right. So there's a sense of rocking. So the bottom of the pelvis is actually bowl-shaped, like that. So to some extent, as you're rolling over it, it's like you're rolling over the bottom of a bowl. So you can roll forwards and you can roll backwards, but you can also roll over to the left and you can roll over to the right. Good. Okay, lie down and have a rest. Tune back in with your breathing in the lower belly. Check into what's happened under your lower back, in the space under your lower back. Doing these kind of movements where it's like we're bringing our attention to kind of more in the middle of the body instead of the limbs, and that can actually have quite a beneficial effect in terms of the feeling in the limbs. So you might feel now that in some way your legs are more relaxed than they were, and we haven't been paying attention to them. It kind of shows that when our system is educated, it's more organized and things begin to feel easier, which is kind of contrary to, like, you know, modern gym exercise philosophy, which is just like, if there's a problem with an area, just strengthen it. Feel the breathing right down in the lowest aspect of your lowest area in your belly. Okay, and then just while you're lying there, just lift your chin slightly up and drop your chin slightly down. Just do it a few times. Just go between those two. lift your chin slightly up. And drop your chin slightly down. And see if there's some way that that kind of ties in with the breathing. So let's say to start off with, when you lift your chin, you breathe in. And when you drop your chin, you breathe out. Notice if this has any effect on your lower back. Okay, when you're ready, please come back up to sitting. Have the hands behind you as before. And begin to slowly, very slowly, do the same 6 and 12 movement that you were doing. But as you bring your pelvis forwards, I'd like you to lift your chin, take your head backwards a little bit. And as you rock your pelvis backwards, I'd like you to drop your chin down towards your chest. So do that a few times. So when you roll the other way. So when you roll your pelvis forwards, your belly goes out and your chin goes back. Chin goes upwards and your head goes back. Other way, Stephanie. Other way.
I was thinking about it.
It's not necessarily easy. It's kind of coordinating the thing that we're doing with the pelvis kind of along the whole line of the spine. So as the pelvis goes forwards, as it goes forwards, the head goes backwards. I would recommend, Stephanie, that you have your arms a little bit further back. Yeah, and really allow your head to go back. Allow your head to go back. Yeah, that's it. And in that position, just try from there with the head back. Everyone try it. Let your head back in that position that you're in. And then just roll your pelvis forwards and backwards. Move your head back, yeah. And roll your pelvis forwards and backwards. See which one's easier.
Yeah. It's just, I have trouble with my shoulders because I have cartilage in them.
Okay.
So for some reason, this angle putting pressure on causes a little bit of pain.
That's painful, yeah. Okay. All right, well, just take rest with it. We're going to do something on the elbows in a second. That might be also uncomfortable. So if you want to do some of this stuff in lying down, that's really okay. You lose some of the sense of rolling on the pelvis though.
Yeah, so, I can do it.
Yeah.
It's just a little distracting.
Yeah. Yeah, I know what you mean. So when the belly goes forwards, the head goes back. When the belly goes forwards, the head goes back. The belly forwards, head back. Belly forwards, head back. Belly in, head down. That's it. Do it a few times. See if you can get that kind of like a really nice, smooth coordination. You try and breathe in when the belly comes forwards and breathe out as the belly goes back. Breathe in, fill up the belly. Breathe out, contract the belly.
I'm doing my head wrong again.
Okay, and then try the head the other direction. just to like throw you off even more. Try the head in the other direction. So as the belly goes forward, bring the head down. As the belly goes forward, the head comes down. As the belly goes back, the head comes up. Okay. Good. And Roger, think about the movement of the diaphragm in this.
This way.
Okay, and then go back to the original one once you've done that. So take your head back, let your belly come out, and just do it like maybe once more, once or twice more, and then come to lie down on your back. Just follow Stephanie's example. So if you bring your knees up to standing for a second, your feet up to standing, so your knees are bent, and just feel the contact in your lower back when you do that. What sense of contact do you have when your feet are standing like that? So if you breathe a few times in that position, see whether there's any increase in pressure on the floor. How does the belly feel? Is it more released in that position? Is it more mobile? And then if you straighten your legs, see what happens to your lower back. And maybe just lift them again and straighten them. Just do it a couple of times. So see what happens in your lower back. Is there any movement as your legs go down? And is that movement kind of eradicated when your knees are up? So what size creature could you fit underneath your lower back when your legs are long? What size creature could you fit under your back when your knees are up? Okay, when you're ready, please come back up to sitting. And just, again, sort of for Stephanie's benefit, but as you go backwards, just explore the amount of pressure that you take backwards onto your arms. So as you go backwards and you put your arms behind you, and then you bring your weight back onto the pelvis so that you're not putting so much pressure on your back, on your arms. But just see if, like, in some way, can the weight come down into the pelvis more than into the arms?
Yeah.
So the arms really, they're not really doing much back there. You know, it's just really as a support. Most of the weight is going down into the pelvis.
I know, it's putting too much weight on.
Yeah.
Me
too. That's fine. Okay, so this time I'd like you to begin to do the movement where you drop your left knee down. Take your belly over to the left side, and I'd like you to notice what happens to your head when you do that. So do it a few times and notice what happens with your head. Make your belly big. You've got to make your belly big, Stephanie. Yeah. And drop your knee over at the same time. So it's like the movement over to the left knee comes from expanding the belly. So breathe in, make your belly big, and come back. It's like almost like you want to fill out the whole left side of your abdomen. And that filling out is the thing that generates the movement. That's what takes you over to the left. And does your head turn to the left when you do that movement, or does your head turn to the right? So now try and do that same movement, but instead of turning your head to the left, turn your head to the right. So you're going to take your left knee down, expand your belly over to the left side, but turn your head to the right instead as you do it. Yeah, back. Do that a few times. And then do it a few times, turning your head to the left. Just slightly less in the shoulders if you can, Steph. Like, so it's more that it's just your head turning as your belly goes. Okay, and then do it one time to the left, turning your head to the right, and one time turning your head to the left. just the head and the shoulders are relatively still. The movement is really in the pelvis. That's it. Okay, lie on your back and have a rest. Again, feel into the two sides of the belly. Feel what's happening. So as you breathe in, can you feel a difference between the left side of the abdominal wall and the right side of the abdominal wall? Is there some difference in movement? So as you breathe in, is there a kind of preferred direction to your breathing anyway? A lot of the time, we've kind of got more tension in one side of the abdominal wall than the other. So the breathing will kind of happen in one more than the other side. And could you say, so if you can tell a difference there, if you can experience that, is there a similar difference underneath the two sides of your lower back? So is one side of the lower back slightly further away from the floor and one side slightly closer? You can even feel the tension level in the muscles in the lower back on the right side versus the tension level in the muscles of the lower back on the left side. One of the kind of beautiful things about like breathing in the Feldenkrais method is breathing to notice what we do rather than breathing to achieve anything. So in kind of allowing yourself to breathe just as you normally do and not trying to change it, then that's a way for you to learn about yourself. That's a way for you to learn about the things that you do. Those things could be subconscious. So you might not know that you breathe more into your left side than your right side. Okay, there's one last variation in that sitting position. So I'd like you to come back up, please. And again, explore as you go backwards. Can you kind of make that relationship of the arms coming into contact with the floor behind you as comfortable as possible? As comfortable as possible. So you kind of got to listen to your own body, listen to your own needs. Feel how much pressure is comfortable. Maybe even there's some, you know, allowance of your elbows to bend a little bit, or, you know, like experiment. Maybe your hands could turn in different directions. Would that change how comfortable your arms are back there? So if the arms are kind of like locked, yeah, play with it. Okay, and then, so go back to that same movement, taking your left knee down towards the ground as you expand your belly over to the left. But this time, just take your eyes to the left as you do that movement. So don't take your head. Don't move your head. Allow your eyes to differentiate from your head movement. Just take your eyes over to the left and back to the middle as you come back to the middle of the pelvis. Just the eyes. And see if you can notice that you have to, if you're kind of being considerate to your eyes, you have to slow down the movement of the pelvis. So the movement of the eyes is obviously very quick, but in order for them to coordinate, you need to slow down the movement of the pelvis. Okay, and then try and take your eyes to the right a few times. Take your eyes to the right. So still dropping down over to the left side, expanding your belly out over to the left side. Really letting your belly muscles kind of like, you know, go to their fullest on that side. Really let your belly be big. Just the eyes over to the right. As you take your leg, your knee down to the left, take your eyes to the right, and then back to the middle. And then a few times, go from one side to the other, just with the eyes, keeping the head still. Take the left knee down, allowing the pelvis to rock. Keep rocking, like, if your pelvis isn't rocking, there's something not happening. You gotta let your pelvis, like, you know, it's literally, because it's bowl-shaped, as you take your weight across it, it will do that. It will change on its axis and some of the weight will go forwards. Okay, and then take your eyes one time to the left and one time to the right as you take your left knee down to the left. One time to the left, one time to the right. Let's see if you can make that any quicker.
I've been having that feeling through the whole thing, so I'm not sure if I did any of it right. But I'm not sure it matters either.
It's important that you try.
Yeah.
Would be my answer to that question.
That we're doing that.
I work with a guy who's had a couple of strokes, and one of the things that I run up against with him so many times is the word "I can't," and honestly, I can't tell you how many times I've had this conversation with him. But, you know, my consistent answer to that is I can't yet, you know. So it's not that you can't, it's that you haven't figured out that you can yet. So the important thing is just to keep trying, to keep using your attention on yourself, to keep trying to follow the instructions. And maybe it becomes clearer as you do it. You know, maybe. Yeah, go ahead.
Why some of these exercises feel more uncomfortable than others? I don't know if it's even a physical thing, maybe a little bit of physical thing, but I also sense that it's more of a something subtler than that. You know, it could even be an emotional discomfort, like frustration.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, kind of on the topic of the emotions, I think there's areas of ourselves that we definitely shut down. And the pelvis, I think, is one that's really rife for that kind of, you know, like there's so many kind of like emotional aspects to our relationship to our own pelvis that, mm-hmm. you know, it is very sensible in some ways just to like lock it down, don't think about it, you know. So like, you know, in this process is that like, all right, I'm kind of giving myself permission to take those chains off, you know, but that doesn't necessarily mean it's going to be a nice process because I'm going to unpick all the stuff that I've kind of ignored, you know.
Well, I think that's what's frustrating for me is not, since you've got it into a completely different mode of transportation here, moving in different ways.
Yeah.
I feel a little frustration about, I'm not sure if I'm doing this right. It yeah. feels really unfamiliar to me.
Yeah.
So that's
yeah.
uncomfortable is because it's something I'm not used to. So and I'm not sure if I'm doing it right.
No, for sure. And I think one of the drawbacks of being in online class is that I can't come over and demonstrate. You know, I can't say like, this is how your pelvis can move, you know? Like, and that's one of the benefits of that. However, I can say to you that you could use your pelvis more than you are. Yeah. All right, so after that talk, lie down and have a rest. Lie down and have a rest. Let it go. Let those ideas go. Tune back into the experience.
Took me that whole time to get it.
That's perfect.
At least you got it.
The thing is with this stuff is that, you know, I mean, and I think it's just in general, is that our life is a developing process. You know, so all of the things that we do kind of go into that process. You know, so it's not so much that you're going to get this exercise and it's going to solve all the issues that you've ever had. It's more like, you know, it's something that's going to go into the soup of yourself, and it's going to have some effect. It's going to have some influence. You know, you're kind of taking it on good faith that I'm saying that it's going to have a good influence.
I've experienced that already, so.
Yeah, exactly. And that's why, you know, it's more believable.
Yeah.
All right, so come back up. Take your hands behind you. Find a comfortable position for your hands. Play with the rotation of them. Where's the best? Again, slide your feet forwards and backwards. Find the best position for your feet to be in. What feels comfortable? What's the best position for you? And then just do a little tiny rock of the pelvis, but like between 6 and 12, and just feel how that feels. Slow it down. Do it slower. Allow, as you rock your pelvis forwards, allow your belly to come out. So, the axis of the pelvis has this ability to rotate forwards really, really far and then rotate backwards really, really far. So anterior pelvic tilt and posterior pelvic tilt. So don't be afraid to let your pelvis come out a bit. Yeah. Come forwards. Yeah. Use your belly, use your back muscles to help it get there. That's it. There you go. Yeah. Okay, and then take the legs over one time to the left. So keep doing that rocking, but this time go between sort of 6 and 10:30 and 6 and 10 and 6 and 2. 6 and 10 and 6 and 2. And feel, we've done a few different things on the left side and we haven't done much on the right side. Can you feel the difference between those two sides? Slow it down so that you can feel the difference. It's like if you rush through it, you don't give yourself the opportunity to kind of like grow awareness of it. So it's like the speed allows your attention just to rest there for a second, or the lack of speed, and then awareness can develop. If it's kind of like pushed through or rushed through, your attention can't really figure anything out. It's like it will place on it, but it'll just be rushed through. So you won't develop awareness of it. So that's the thing that we're looking for. We're looking for awareness. Awareness in our body, awareness of ourself, awareness of our own processes. And that the more we've got that awareness, the more that I don't know, gives us kind of like personal power of our own life. You know, the more aware we are of ourselves, the more we can bring our full self into life. And then tie it in with the breathing. See if you can breathe as you do. Yeah, breathe in as your belly expands, breathe out as your belly comes back. Just do that a few times, really letting your belly come big. Take it out to the left once, take it out to the right once. Using the in-breath to really expand your abdomen. I wish I could... You've got to let it really come out. Okay, lie on your back. Keep your feet in that position. So your knees are out to the side and your feet are together. And in this position, begin to roll your pelvis between 6 o'clock and 12 o'clock. This is harder. It's a lot harder. Between 12 o'clock and 6 o'clock. Yeah, so you're pushing out your belly and you're pulling in your belly. Okay, and then come up and put your elbows on the floor behind you. Yeah, that's hard as well. Steph, just do it in lying down, it's fine. Yeah. If you can, put your elbows, lie with your elbows behind you. And just do that same movement there, 6 and 12. And then take the abdomen more over to the left side, let the left knee go towards the floor, and then take the abdomen more over to the right side and let the right knee go more towards the floor. And see if you can equal out the fact that we worked more on the left side than the right side. As you stick your belly out, can you let your head go backwards? As you bring your belly in, can you let your chin come in? So if you're going between the left and the right doing that, you'll find that your head makes an interesting little semicircle. Okay, lie on your back and have a rest. And feel how your breathing feels now. What's going on in the movement of the breath in the lower belly? At the same time, bring your attention to the space underneath your lower back. feel the way that the legs are in contact with the floor. Feel the way that the shoulder blades are in contact with the floor. And what's your sense of the midline of the body? So kind of from the nose or from the back of the skull, going down the middle of the body. Okay, and then we're just going to do one last variation before we finish. So if you can come up to sitting, please. Bring your feet together so that your knees are out to the side. Soles of your feet are together. And I'd like you to, as we were just doing, when you go over to the left side, allow your head to go back. And then as you go over to the right side, allow your head to go back in this position. So you're going to let the belly come out towards the left knee, and that's going to let the jaw come forward as you do it. And then you come back to the middle, and you go over to the right side, and you let the jaw come out to that side. And then, so this is a small semicircle of the head. Steph, are you with us? Are you, like, is it clear? Yeah?
You tell me. Head back, right?
All right, so here's the instructions again. So you're going to take your weight over to the left side, yeah? So that your knee goes towards the left, almost touching the floor. As you do that, the left side of your abdomen is expanding. As you're doing that, your head's turned to the left and your chin's coming upwards.
Yeah, in fact, that's what I did.
Yeah, and then come back to the middle and your chin drops down when you're in the middle, and then go over to the right side.
Okay, that's what I wanted to do.
So you're doing a semicircle in the pelvis and you're doing a semicircle with the chin.
That makes it much easier. I can find the pelvis.
So, Steph, you've got to stick your belly out more.
That's as far as it goes.
Yeah, well, take your head back at the same time. So it's coordinating that sticking out of the belly and the head going back. It's almost like you're pushing your chest forwards in some way. Yeah, that's it. There you go. Yeah, like that. And then back. There you go. Yeah. Yeah. Good. And then see, just come back to the middle for a second. See if you can make a circle on your pelvis. See if you can make a circle all the way around the pelvis and allow the head to respond to that circle. And then go the other way. Go the other way. Okay, and then just come back to the middle, and just do the simple movement at the beginning, 6 and 12, and just feel how that feels now. How has it developed from the beginning of the lesson? What's happened? What's going on in that part of you? Is there a sense of kind of increased awareness, increased ease, increased mobility, softness? And then just let that movement kind of happen a little bit quicker. See what happens to the head as you do it a bit quicker. Yeah. See if you can let the head respond to it. Let your chin come up and down. Good. Yeah, and then lie down and that's good enough.
My chin still wants to go in when I roll back.
Yeah, it's worth doing this again. It's definitely worth doing it again.
Okay.
I'm not sure in the series of lessons if there is another pelvic clock one. But the next week is something that kind of has a relationship to this one, so it will be
we'll
a good.
We'll do this one. We'll do this one again.
Yeah.
We have the recording from you, right?
Yeah, I'm gonna upload it to the group later on. Yeah.
Okay, then we'll do it in the next few days before our next session.
Yeah.
We'll do it again if you think it'll help.
Yeah, no, it's a really good, like, this aspect of mobility of the breathing, mobility of the pelvis, this is really fundamental.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. I'm up for that.
So just in lying, take your eyes to the left and then bring them back to the middle. And then take your eyes to the right and bring them back to the middle. And see where your eyes settle. Like, how do you define what the middle is? Take your eyes to the left, bring them back to the middle. Take them to the right and bring them back to the middle. See if you can make that a smooth movement. Over to the left, back to the middle, over to the right, back to the middle. And see kind of, you know, where your eyes rest. How do your eyes know what the middle is? And have your eyes open for a second and just close one of them. So close your right eye. Take your left eye over to the left once and then over to the right once, but looking at the ceiling. And then when you come to the middle, close the other eye, open the other eye. So I think it's opening the left. And do the same thing. Take your eye over to the left, looking at the ceiling, and then take your eye over to the right. And see if there's any difference between your left eye and your right eye. Does it feel clearer? Does the movement feel smoother? And let your eyes come back to the middle, open or close both of them. And then just feel your breathing again, feel the breathing in your belly. See if you can let your chin relax, let your jaw relax, let your throat open as you breathe. So this movement of the lower belly is, you know, to some extent very much related to our diaphragm, but the movement of the diaphragm is also very related to the tension in our throat. So you can feel in these kind of like, you know, kind of more internal, where we're looking at the kind of internal structures of the body, how changing the tension relationship with the breathing in the lower belly can also affect the throat and the tension in the throat. You can also feel that, you know, there's some relationship between the tension in the eyes, the tension in the throat, and the tension in the belly. So kind of as you're there, you're lying there, can you really allow the breath just to kind of like start to soften upwards? Good, and then roll over. Come to sitting and standing. And just for a second, just stand still. Put your 2 feet on the floor, parallel. And just feel how you're standing. What sense of your legs do you have? What sense of connection to the ground do you have after that exercise? And can you feel that as you stand there, that the breath is actually moving you? And then just in standings, like you've got that really nice base, so like the dog wants to play. Yeah, it's probably your turn now. Then just move your eyes to the right, just in standing, you've got that really nice sense of support in your legs, freedom in your breathing. But just take your eyes over to the left and take your eyes over to the right. And just see how that feels. Can you keep your throat soft? Can you keep your breathing soft? And then take a little walk in your space. How does your pelvis feel in walking?
Good.